EY.com.
Democrats still pushing to kill the tax cut legislation, you know, the compromise. In fact, President Obama has had to bring in some reinforcements, and a big one by the name of Bill Clinton, the former president. Hey, everybody, hope you had a terrific weekend. Kate Delaney, this show, America Tonight. You know, we zig and zag all over the place. Just hang on. We'll get to what's really eating you, I'm sure, at some point during this show. I like to call it the best water cooler buzz in the overnight hours. Remember, you're never shut out of the conversation because I have this ADD thing with numbers. I'm going to give you the digits right at the top. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Do you ever write numbers on the inside of your palm? You know, it's such a telling thing when you... I've met businessmen, actually, where I've been in different situations, whether it's at some fundraiser thing or you're at some event. And it's funny to see people, they shake your hand, and you look at their hand and you can see ink smudges. And you think, I mean, look, I'm terrible. I get stuff all over me. It wouldn't be surprising to have ink smudges on my hands. But you know, they've written down a bunch of numbers. I've seen that a couple of times where someone sheepishly puts their hand out and they've got some numbers scrawled that have gotten erased a little bit. So hopefully you don't have to write those numbers down anywhere on your skin. Hopefully you just have the great recall of the numbers that I've been saying. And if you know the show and you've listened to the show for any length of time, you probably do know how you can get in on the conversation, but I wanted to get that out right from the get-go. We did have a game of the week. You know, we do this thing called Nail the Score, and it was my team, the Philadelphia Eagles, taking on the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. And what a game that actually turned out to be. We're going to tell you, coming up at the tail end of the hour, whether or not anybody nailed the score. If anybody nailed it or not. Let's put it this way. I'm in a very good mood. I like the outcome of that game. I understand that it was pretty tricky getting out of the Death Star because so many people went to see the Cowboys. So there is life back in Dallas for their football team since Jason Garrett took over as the interim coach and they booted Wade Phillips. Well, there's a lot of people that would like to boot, at least some of the key Democrats, this compromise tax cuts legislation. You know, we've been talking about this forever and a day. I'm almost sick of talking about it. I think by now all of you understand the repercussions of it, how it affects you personally, and whether or not the tax cuts expire and the next Congress comes in and they talk about it, or whether this compromise kicks in because it also affects unemployment. That's why Clinton was brought in to talk to some of the Democrats. I mean, that's when you know Obama's in trouble. He leans on Clinton to try to get Clinton and his team to persuade some of the key Democrats and even independents like Bernie Sanders from not go screaming into the night because they want to get the 60 votes to not have this happen. David Axelrod, who, of course, is the right-hand man of the White House, a key member of that team and of the president's, said on the Sunday Swirl and one of the Sunday shows that he believes that this will absolutely pass. In fact, listen to his words carefully. Here's what he said.
First, I'm not here to negotiate. And secondly, we have a framework, we have an agreement, and I don't anticipate that it's going to change greatly.
He doesn't anticipate it's going to change greatly because the Democrats who don't want to see it go through say, whoa, 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 why are we being held hostage? Why is the president giving in again? Why do the wealthiest percent get away scot-free once again? Because remember, that was one of the things that Obama ran on. That number, it's like it's burned in my brain, 250, 250. We're not talking 250, we're talking 250,000, meaning a couple, 250,000. They make under that, then they don't have to have a tax increase. But if you made over that, you would see your number jump up a little bit. Your taxes would jump up, okay? So a Senate vote is set for the start of the week. That'll set the tone in Washington. A Senate vote will happen on Monday on this legislation that would avert that January 1st increase in the income taxes for pretty much all Americans across the board. Whether you're making a ton of money or you're barely scraping by, you would be affected by it if that happens. And the sell in the House has been pretty rough. The Democrats have voted not to allow it to reach the floor without changes to scale back that tax relief for the rich. So it's the sticking point, wealthy, rich, fat cats, whatever you want to say. That's the sticking point here, and it's not going away. It's come back up. Remember, the thought was, okay, we got a compromise. We're going to extend those unemployment benefits to 2 million people for 13 more months on top of the, what has it been, 2 years already, but we're going to extend them again. We're going to do that. However, that seems to be DOA, dead on arrival at this point, if the 60 votes are there to kill it. And we know that's at the heart of this issue. The lower rates were put in place by the former President Bush. That's why they're called the Bush tax cuts, or some people, I saw someone the other day called it credits. They're not really credits. It's really the cuts. But anyway, you get what I mean. And it extends to a couple of other things, like if you have kiddies and you've got them in daycare and stuff. There's some other things that would be part of that. But the main thrust is the households making less than $250. That's the sticking point. The Republicans have been fighting, insisting that it should be at all levels. It should be frozen. So it looked like this was a deal. We have a deal. We've brokered a deal with the Preds. It's all good. But not so fast. So I'll be curious to see what that vote is on Monday. In fact, we're going to start something new. We're excited. We've got reporters on the Hill, so we're going to start to do a daily dose of what's happening in D.C. every single day that we are on the air, and this will be the big thing that's being talked about. I'm certain that that will be a big part of that conversation. So is it a bridge too far? What do you think? Is it a bridge too far, America? Do you like the compromise anyway? Or would you say, no, push it off, because there's some things I don't like in this. Anyway, I'm thinking that most of you don't like the unemployment part of this and the extension of that. For different reasons, it's more about that than keeping the cuts, because it would be a 13-month extension, like I said, of the payments. And this has been forever and a day that we've seen this. And, of course, the big thing is, and I was even crunching some of the numbers over the weekend, the big thing is the money that, you know, you have to come up with what it does to the deficit, as we know. I mean, that's the tough part of all of it, is how much is it going to cost us in the end? What is the bottom line? In fact, our last show going into the weekend, we talked about it. We talked about what some of the numbers would be, and they're staggering numbers. So where do you come up with the money to pay this back, in other words, by stretching this out? What does it do? See, I thought it should have been frozen for a year, but now they're talking about a 2-year period. Cuts for all income levels for two. You might have a different twist on this. Let me throw out the numbers again. 800-259-5791. Coming back on the flip side, sadly, some rough news from Afghanistan.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
In the Midwest. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I love the Midwest. I went to school in Ohio, and trust me, I suffered through some, although kind of mild compared to what we're hearing about in Minneapolis, I suffered through some rough storms there, but nothing like that snow pouring through the Metrodome roof. Roof collapsing, changing that game between the Giants, of course, and Minnesota, and the people there, the ability, ridiculous. And just checking with Matt Johnson, our technical maestro here in America tonight, he said, you want to guess what temperature it is, what it is right now at the mothership? 0 degrees. Ooh, it's a little bit cold, 0 degrees. That's a powerful storm, isn't it? 1,600 flights or so, give or take, canceled in Chicago, the collapsing roof, probably the biggest story there. But the fact that you're dealing with 2 feet of snow, whew, they had to re-rack the game. That's always a big deal. It's funny, too, in listening to some of the pregame shows, you had, I don't know who it was, the mouth that roared, Dan Marino was talking about how the team could really bond, the Giants, the teams can really bond because they've had to move this. So the day of the game had to be pushed back from Sunday to Monday because of the roof. So, because the Giants couldn't reach Minneapolis anyway, and they were trying to decide what to do. So how about that? Wintry weather affecting the NFL, affecting its fans, and affecting travel and the visibility on the roadways, too, by the way. All right, we're talking about, as always, a plethora of things on the show, not just the weather that you're dealing with. I was talking about the chilly weather in Washington for some of the Democrats when it comes to this compromise with the Bush tax cuts and whether or not this compromise bill will have wings and will pass, or will it fly away until January in the next session, but then the tax cuts would expire. But there are some meaty things in the middle of this. There's a lot of arguing going on. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Can you hear me, Kate?
I got you loud and clear.
Hey, you can go to my Facebook, Kate, and you can see me in Bruce Willis's next movie, actually. In a sneak preview, okay? Just
okay.
For you. Yeah, America Tonight audience. I'm in 1.3 seconds of that movie, so you have to really look for it.
What's the new movie? What movie is he in?
In filmed in Grand Rapids. It's called Setup. It's with 50 Cent and some guy called Felipe and, of course, me.
Okay. The 1.9 seconds, we're going to look for that.
Right, right. Now, in another clip I saw on the Internet, former President Clinton was in there with Barack Obama. Now, I know you've seen that clip where he says, I have to go. Michelle's getting anxious. He says, please go. Remember that?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a foreshadowing. I think that Hillary would not in any way, shape, or form try to challenge Barack Obama in 2012, but she could help him. I think you're going to start seeing him pictured as a lonely person, no father, no mother, no grandfather, no grandmother, very lonely at the top individual, his own party turning against him. Even the Black Caucus came out against him. And in 2012, you know, it would be the closing opportunity, you know, the only opportunity for us to get Clinton back in the White House, the great Clinton years. You know, I'm throwing a little satire in there.
Really? But, so you think the party would just abandon Obama and not try to, you know, take the next 4 years because the same people might not vote for him? You think the popularity they think is waning too much, so push him aside. I don't agree. I think Obama stays, but I think that could be a big mistake for the Democrats.
Well, I don't think they're going to push him away. I think they, I mean, that'll
be. I think he's going to step away.
I think they're going to give him
an out
that he can't refuse, you know, because he's just messing everything up big time. the last 3 or 4 years, the only thing that came out of Obama's mouth was tax the rich. The rich are not paying their fair
share.
You're
right, you're right, you're right.
And all of a sudden, when he has the White House and the Senate, okay, and matter of fact, right now in the lame duck session, he has both. He has everything. Because, you know, it's still his Congress. So he has the House, the Senate, and the White House, and he gives up. He gives up even before going to battle, he throws in the towel. So I think they're going to start, you're going to see more and more of Hillary and former President Clinton. And, matter of fact, Keith Olbermann had a Clinton supporter, and he had a video of that Clinton supporter tearing into Obama. This is Keith Olbermann, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He interviewed him, and it is, yeah, I told you that he could not stand up. He's a little ballerina. He's not a fighter, and that's Keith Olbermann. So, and the day before, he had said, we are not tied to an individual. We are tied to principles. And, you know, so he is not in the Obama camp right now. And when you have a liberal like that guy from Vermont going on an 8.5 hour filibuster, I think the first filibuster in I don't know how many decades, right? I think that they're going to start. The media is going to start painting him as an isolated individual who is suffering, mm-hmm. and wouldn't it be great to bring back the Clintons for one last hurrah?
You know what? That's a good. I'm going to throw that out there, Tomas. I've talked about this before. Thanks for the call. Does anybody listening in what Tomas is saying? I agree with what he's saying. You know what I've said about Obama? He's ineffective. And it's exactly what Tomas has said. I know what he's talking about on Olbermann's show. I saw it where the guest railed on Obama. And there is no doubt there are a lot of people that are saying, whoa, are you kidding me? You had the Democrats and you didn't do this, this, and this. You know, we're hung up on don't ask, don't tell. That's infuriating. We're for the people who were supporting him when he was running and then got into office, we're hung up on that. We're hung up now being held hostage by the Republicans when Tomas is right. You still, even in the lame duck session, have the Democratic edge, but it doesn't matter. So what's happened with Obama is that the people who thought they were getting this big change got a pastry puff. Because this has not been big change, because big change would have stood up, and the Democrats are weak. The Democrats have been very weak. Why, when they had the majorities, they didn't take the chance to just grab their share? I don't know. I don't understand. Was it that the Republicans were that powerful? And the answer is no. Is that the Republicans saw the opportunity because the Democrats were too weak to push through and get through the policies and the things that they wanted to see happen. And the two examples are the two best ones we have out there right now that we just talked about. The fact that don't ask, don't tell, which was another campaign promise, is now not happening. It's just down the list on the agenda, and they're arguing back and forth. And the same thing on the economic side of things is, and that's why there was such the big push for, I think, healthcare, because, man, something's got to get through. So we're going to ram this healthcare reform, this insurance reform through, even though there's things we know that will be taken out. There's things that aren't really filtering down right, but at least we get the thing passed and then we can go from there. And it did get passed. But other than that, it's been a train wreck. And many Democrats will tell you that, and many people who really were excited about what they thought they were going to get in this change realize now that the change they're getting is not what they wanted. It's what I kept saying in the beginning. I thought it was odd that it seemed like Obama was very thin-skinned, that he just wanted everyone to get along, like, ooh, I want people to like me. And when you're the president, you cannot, I don't care what party you're from the most extreme party, somewhere in the middle, the moderate side of your party, whatever, because we know we got two parties. You can't play it that way. You're the man. You're the guy. You're the leader of the free world. It's not about that. It's not a popularity contest. Only when you're running. When you're running, it's a popularity contest, and maybe that's the problem. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Span, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Woo-hoo. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. And the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
We're getting closer and closer to the holidays. In fact, we've already celebrated the Hanukkah, but we're getting into the Christmas holiday, so maybe some of you may have off the next couple of weeks. Maybe you have a week or two off. Maybe you have 2 days off. I don't know. But we're going to do a year-ender, look back on some of the big stories of 2010. So you can certainly participate in that. That will happen next week. And there were big stories across the board, as we know, and just name it, whether it was politics, entertainment, business, life, just life in general was huge for a lot of people, and very depressing for others. We saw what happened with the housing sector across the country. I mean, people underwater in their houses in Florida because of how they were inflated, the prices, and in California and other areas too, and how there wasn't a giant bounce back for that. We're also going to start a new segment called Are You Pulling My Leg? And
I'm going to get to a Are You Pulling My Leg in just a second here from our chat. But before we do that, let's take a couple others. We're going to go across the border, actually, to Canada. First, Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam. How are you?
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How have you been?
One of my two favorite words.
Simply fantastic.
Yeah, of course. Okay, yeah, now I know how people in Minnesota should know. Now we know how we feel when a roof collapses on a big stadium.
Yeah, no kidding. How long ago was that?
Okay, the last time it happened was about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. You know, the Kevlar roof at the big zit, the big mistake, the big O-O-W-E, as
yeah.
people are calling it.
Yeah.
Or Jean Drapeau's, or as someone called it, Jean Drapeau's potty.
Yeah.
You know, et cetera, et cetera. So we know how they're feeling. And by the way, I just to let you know, since it's been a few days, I re-asked Julie that question.
And what'd she say?
She's still saying, I'm thinking about it. I don't know if she's thinking about just to keep me, you know, so like, you know, dangling a carrot in front of me, or she's afraid that she says, that if I say no, it might be the end. So, you know, obviously I can't jump into her brain, you know. I mean,
that's, you know what, patience is a virtue, so you just have to have some patience, I think.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, Steve says that he's already got his special suitcase packed, so when she does say yes, all he has to do is grab the suitcase and away he comes. But that's,
yeah, there you go.
That's besides the point. Anyway, oh, actually, besides talking about your Eagles and my Giants, that's for another story. I think Obama is pushing the panic button by inviting the Clintons to speak.
I do too. I mean, Tomas is really right on that.
Yeah.
It is a weird foreshadowing of
right.
things to come when you reach back and you invite Bill Clinton into the party because you're not. All of a sudden, you're losing a grip on the Democrats.
Right.
You're afraid this. You wheel and deal for this compromise. Now it looks like it's slipping through your fingers. Absolutely, or he would have never reached out to Bill Clinton.
No way, Jose. So, you know, I've I asked other African Canadian friends. You know, they just voted for him because he was black. Now they say, African American. I got to be politically correct here.
Right.
Now
black
they
is okay. You can say black.
Okay, sorry, but, you know, I have to be, you know.
I know, but see, that's the problem, because I know you the sensitivity thing, but
right.
but I have plenty of black friends, and there's, then you know what they say? They say black.
Black.
So you're okay, don't worry. Go ahead.
Okay, but I asked them again, now, you know, because they're hearing about all the problems, if they would have voted on some of his policies, they wouldn't have voted for him. And now the New York Daily News even has early betting lines on who's going to run against them.
Yeah.
You know, they've even got Donald Trump, and they've got Mayor Bloomberg of New York.
But Bloomberg said, no way, he's not going to run, and I believe that. I don't think he thinks he could win, and he's not going to run. But you're right. That's what's starting to happen.
Right.
And you think of Bush, and you think of Clinton. They weren't talking about that with Bush or Clinton.
No way.
So you got a Republican, and then you have a Democrat. That didn't happen, and now they're saying that with Obama.
Right.
So the story is really 2012. What happens? What happens with Obama?
Right. Now you mentioned earlier stories of the year. I got to put in a sports story for 2010.
Okay.
Midwest City hadn't won the Stanley Cup in 50 years.
Oh, don't say the Blackhawks.
Why?
Because they beat my Flyers. You know, that's like opening a wound for me.
Yeah, but just think how. Yeah, but that, yeah, but in Montreal we could say, you know, our hockey story of the year is the Canadians making it that far, you know?
Yeah, there you go. No kidding. Hey, Sam, we got to fly. Thanks.
Take care,
gorgeous. Your 2 cents. Let's move to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi Kate. You should have asked your guest, your talker from Montreal about the game on Saturday night. It was the first hockey game in 3D between Montreal and Toronto.
Wow.
It was really lifelike. Really, really, really. I still got a couple holes. I still got a couple holes in my living room wall from where the puck hit. from where the puck hit. That's how lifelike it was. Hey Kate, instead of Cancun, Mexico, why can't those global warming wackos hold their conference in the Metronome in Minneapolis.
That's right, and just pick a place on the field to see whether or not the roof holds up. There you go.
Yeah, they always hold it in Cancun, Mexico, or Puerto Vallarta, or or Honolulu, or someplace where it's really, really. Next time, hold it in Minneapolis in December.
There you go. Yeah, show them a chilly reception there. Yeah. Gotcha. All right, thanks, Al. Hey, you know, we're talking about the Metrodome. He brings up the Metrodome roof collapsing. That was a big story, obviously, because now they got to play in Detroit. We're talking about the Giants and the Vikings on Monday. It was a strange deal. All the snow pushed it in. It deflated it, basically. So now Ford Field becomes the site on Monday. They had to do that because of the inflatable Teflon, basically, that fell in and allowed the snow to come down. I started thinking about roof collapses, and I was in Dallas a couple of years ago when the practice facility, a part of the roof collapsed in the Cowboys practice facility, and some people got hurt in that one. That was awful because of the high winds, and they were told that, you know, the practice bubble could withstand anything, but apparently not. And you think of other roof collapses when it's come to sports, and in September there was a strange thing that happened when they had part of a ceiling that fell in at the weightlifting arena at the Commonwealth Games, if you remember that at all. It made a little bit of news because you're probably saying, Commonwealth Games? Where are the Commonwealth Games? Well, the Commonwealth Games, not giant, not huge, but huge for one nation anyway, where they thought they were going to be able to bring in more people. And the Scottish team had a few problems. They were delayed because of some of the conditions. And an Australian, we have some friends in Australia now, television station, saying that they saw some serious flaws in the security conditions around the Nauru Stadium. So they give you a big hint there. And we're talking about India. That's where the roof caved in and one of the venues, and that was obviously a big problem. And as I said, it was in the weightlifting area. And there have been other problems with roofs in the past with some of the sporting events that have been held. But the Metrodome one is going to be something that's going to be on YouTube forever and a day, and I'm sure there's probably been at least a million hits by now. It's so strange. It looks like a bag of sugar. A gigantic bag of sugar just fell into this one section of the roof. Very, very strange. All right, I said we were going to do this thing that we're going to start on America Tonight called Are You Pulling My Leg? And it was always one of my favorite things to do, get one over on people. You know, everybody has a jokester in the crowd, right? Well, Jack in Australia was chatting us up, and he says that he won $253,000 last year playing poker. Boy, that's pretty impressive. I used to play Texas Hold'em. Anybody out there listening, a Texas Hold'em fan? Any of you ever play Texas Hold'em? And, you know, you see how big that whole Binions thing has gotten, that tournament, the Vegas tournament. And all of a sudden, out of the woodwork, you get all these video poker guys who beat the so-called pros. And our pal Jack from Down Under says that he is a semi-pro, and he won over $253,000. Wow. And he's got a bracelet so that he can brag about it. That's the job. You know what? That's the job that, Matt, that you and I need. We need to become professional poker players. Then we could really put America Tonight on the map. I'll get shirts printed up. And we'll get you some lessons, and you can go out there and start competing for the show. Would you? You could represent the show that way.
I'll tell you this from a close experience. It wasn't myself, but people I know who have done this.
Mm-hmm.
It can be awesome and really bad within the same year. I know somebody who was doing this professionally, and had more money than he knew what to do with, and within 6 months it was all gone, and he was.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, so see, that's like a lottery deal where somebody wins a bunch of cash, and we hear the amounts, and we're like, wow. And then he says, you know, as Matt said, then he gets into trouble and he goes in a different direction. But I think that certainly give somebody bragging rights, though, if they got a bracelet to show, because the bracelet is the thing when you do the poker deal, as many of you know. Odds and Ends next.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through.
Bad to the bone. Yeah, that could be the theme song for all the people who thought they were bad to the bone that were playing in some of those poker tournaments that now have become the World Series of Poker. Could not be bigger. I know I'm doing a sidebar thing here, but it's incredible, the poker craze that slammed the nation, not just this nation, but other nations. But you see it, if you flip around, if you watch any late night TV especially, you'll see the various tournaments that are televised. Vince Van Patten is a commentator on one of them. Norm Chad is also a commentator. He does the World Series of Poker too. And I like poker, so I can watch some of that, but it's amazing the characters, I guess, and as I said, how big it's become. But in the end, that's one of those things where you know, cards, people have tall tales to tell with the with when it comes to the card deal or when it comes to gambling. But ultimately, you got to be very careful with that, because there's a chance. It's like Matt was telling us about his buddy, his connection to somebody who had won. There's a good chance that some of that can get away from you, and before, you know, in a split second, you're going down a different road all of a sudden. But it's very tempting when you see these people and you hear the amounts of money they won. It's like there was a woman who became pretty famous for Hold'em, and for just poker in general, but really, I think, for Hold'em. Her name's Annie Duke, and in fact, they're talking about doing a biopic on her. And Annie Duke was no dummy. I mean, she went to an Ivy League school and had some, I think, psychology degree or whatever. And here she was making a fortune playing poker. Even the actor Ben Affleck hired her to get some instruction on how he could get better at poker. And then his friend Matt Damon made a movie that I liked. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but it was about cards. It was about a guy that got sucked into the card world and Rounders. Thank you very much. Rounders. And he could not get out. I mean, he couldn't get out of it. He was sucked into the whole dynamic of winning and playing and doing what you do to become that gambler, to become that person that lives that way. So I think the key thing is how can you win and pull yourself away? But isn't it always that? Hey, speaking of winning, I know we're going off in a couple of different directions, but hey, that's what we do here, right? I want to make sure we hit you up with a few things that happened, including the fact that we did not have a winner this time around and nail the score. It's funny because you danced all around the actual number on the game, and I had my Eagles winning, and the Eagles did win, but in the end, they didn't win by the score that anybody nailed. It was 30-27 Philadelphia, and this game was a woulda, coulda, shoulda game, actually, in some ways, for the Cowboys, but also for the Eagles. They blew some big chances. They ended up winning in the end, and they had some very, very big plays. Deshaun Jackson, who is their, I mean, he is their star. He had four catches, and he had 210 yards. And then you had LeSean McCoy, who had 149 yards, which was a career high for him. I was going over some of my stats that I scribbled down and watching this. So right now, the Eagles are in first place in the NFC East, rather, with that win. But the Cowboys, the two losses that they've had with Jason Garrett have been very close games. The Saints game and now this game. It's crazy to see where the Cowboys are with him as the coach in the situations where you're challenging, you know, Michael Vick and the Eagles. And boy, they put pressure on Vick every time, especially in the first half of that game that I was watching Vick. He was on his rear end. They got to him a lot. They definitely pressured him, no question. He still ended up having a big enough game, and the Eagles ended up winning this to pick up their ninth. So the Cowboys are now 3-2, if you're keeping score, under the interim coach Jason Garrett. They're officially eliminated from the playoffs, and they've got a losing record for the first time, I think, since 2004. So it's a tough time for the Dallas Cowboys. But it was a big game for the Philadelphia Eagles. The game was tied at 20 at one point when the Eagles were forced to start at their 9-yard line. Why? Because of a penalty on a punt return. So they ended up capitalizing when they had to. When there was not much time left, they were able to get a couple of really good strikes, and that made the difference. Like I said, Deshaun Jackson was the guy who was able to do that. He in the case of Michael Vick, it was like he just found him, and it was amazing. And in the score that happened when they were tied up, it was 91 yards. I mean, it's like Vick floated the ball into his hands, and he went 91 yards. Just staggering, I think staggering numbers. So, and the Eagles took a couple of blows to their lineup, too, and they have been. They've had some key players out, but the win is for the Eagles, and there is no nail-the-score winner. Don't know if you were watching any of the other games over the weekend, but I'll tell you, the Patriots once again look like world beaters in a game that I thought, man, I thought this game, and I don't know why I thought it, because I don't think Chicago, I think Chicago's smoke and mirrors, but New England proved it, I guess, in a way, or proved that they're that good. New England slammed Chicago 36-7, and it was like the snowball. If you watched it, there were cutouts on the field. It was crazy. But it didn't seem to affect the Patriots. It affected the Bears a lot more. Matt, you were probably watching some of these games. Did you watch any of that Chicago game? Because I know you and I kind of feel the same way about Jay Cutler.
I watched it briefly, but it wasn't that entertaining.
That's boring.
There was other NFL games going on, plus I had college hockey and pro hockey on. So there was not a lot of my intention was focused on the Bears and Patriots. I thought the Patriots were going to smoke them anyways. The Bears, how they have the record they have is beyond me. I just don't understand it. And anytime you talk to a Bears fan, too, they seem to have this delusion that they're an awesome team.
Yeah.
They are not.
Well, I don't think so either.
They are not. Although they could end up winning the division because the Packers, without Aaron Rodgers, they just couldn't beat the Lions.
Mm-mm. No. Uh-uh. And, you know, it's interesting, a couple of the other games, there were games that were decided by basically, you know, a point. Tampa Bay, because I have relatives that live in Tampa Bay, and I'm kind of watching this team a little bit. So Tampa Bay beats Washington in Washington. And it's the strangest thing, but typical of Tampa, they don't have the fan support. When they're playing at home, people have to take buses and go to Sarasota to watch the game. I mean, what's that about? So they can't even watch the game because they're blacked out because they don't have enough fans. It's crazy. It's like baseball down there. Remember with the Tampa Bay Rays? And here they are in the playoffs, and they have to give away tickets because they don't want to have a blackout. So on the road, at least, I guess, the people in Tampa get to watch their team. And once again, Tampa picks up yet another win. As I think I said, the score 17-16, that was it. But this is a team that's there because, you know, we got a handful of games left, and that's it. Week 14 in the NFL is dwindling away. We got these two games now on Monday because the Minnesota game had to be moved. But the Patriots and what they've done now back-to-back weeks, I mean, slaughtering the Jets and then slaughtering Chicago. They're 11-2. It's been a five-game win streak for them. I think this team looks scary. You saw them in the snow. You saw them at Foxbury's home, what they were able to do to several different supposed good teams in the NFL, major competition. And to me, if I had to book it now, if somebody said, who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl, boy, you'd be hard-pressed not to pick the Patriots to be there in the end. Something to think about. Don't forget, Nail the Score on Thursdays in our third hour. We'll do another Nail the Score this week, so make sure you're there.